I don't usually do ramble fabs just because I usually reach a certain point where coherence is far less of an option. Having all these kind of reflections about when was that? I think a weekend ago. Fuck, I don't know. But one of my partners had this cute girl over. Oh, he was kind of, maybe, I don't know, but, she was so fucking cute, and usually I'm kind of a, like to go for people who are kind of taller than me, and like, I'm not super short, so that's not necessarily the easiest stipulation. Like, I'm only like 5'6", maybe 5'7" on a good day. And so, like, you know, finding someone who's taller than me is kind of 50-50. And usually I'm kind of just a subby bitch. Oh, what I get. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Easing off. Ah, oh no, I accidentally turned on the wrong thing. Turn off. Oh no, I don't know how to turn this thing off. Oh my god, turn off. I am too close to coming, I have to stop. Oh, and I was trying to talk about this cute girl. Oh no. So, cute girl who came over and like, oh, oh no, oh my gosh, this is the worst ramble fab ever. Oh well, I managed to turn it chiller. That'll do. Sorry, this new vibe is outrageously good, but also really complicated for absolutely no understandable reason. Or I just get very distracted when I'm using it because it feels really good and I can't think. So this cute girl, he has over. That he's kind of like not really been seeing, but sort of, you know, anyway, it doesn't matter. She's fucking 4'10. Tiny, tiny little slip of a thing. And she has these like just long hair down past her waist that are just the cutest little curls. And she's just, oh, she's so cute. But she has so much fucking attitude in, like, the hottest way. Like, she'll be sweet as heck. And then so mean. And it's really hot. But she, holy shit. When I say, she was coming on to me, like, hot damn. And it was, I was, you know, trying to be respectful that he was spending time with her and, you know, they were spending time together. And, but they just, you know, invited me to hang out and we watched scary movies, which super fun. She adorably loves horror movies, and that was what she started talking to me about. And this was my, oh god, this feels good. This was the first time that I'd ever met her, and I had no idea she was so cute. But when we started talking, because, or she started chatting me up, I'm like, well, what do you like? What is, tell me about you. What do you like? What do you, what are some things about you? And she, you know, telling me some stuff about school and her work. She does some really stressful work. And she looks at my t-shirt. Which, of fucking course, I was not wearing a bra, because fuck bras. But I was wearing this really tight t-shirt for a Friday the 13th of the fucking camp, Crystal Lake. And she just looked, oh god, right at my tits. And she just, swear to god, just stared at them for a whole hot second. And then she finally was like, oh, and I really love horror movies. And so we started talking about scary movies, and my partner was, he needed kind of a breather, not because she's too much, but just because, you know, when you spend a whole day with someone, sometimes you just need a little introvert time. And so she and I were just talking, and every time, I had to get up, or someone had to get up, and we just had to, you know, move around, fidget, re-jigger while we were just sitting on the floor talking. She managed to get closer and closer to me. And eventually, I offered to. She had to take off her nails, or she had fake nails. For starting our first week of nursing school, which, very cool, but they were like, you need to take off your nails. So she's like, well, I'll just figure out how to get them off. I'm not sure how. I'll Google it. And I'm like, oh my god, just let me do it. And so we spent probably like movie of me just touching her hands and getting off her nails, but every time I'd finish with like one hand, she'd put it on my thigh, and then at some point I was just putting like a clear coat on her nails, and I rested her hand on top of my folded knee, because we're just sitting on the ground, you know. And she scooted just that much closer, and her knee just kind of settled right between my legs, and we were just kind of tangled together on the floor, and I'm just sitting there like, oh my god, I'm so dense sometimes, but I was like, she has to be into me. Like, oh my god, she's touching me. Oh, so much. And she ended up spending the night. We didn't, nothing happened. But, oh, fuck. I went to bed and pretty sure he fucked her in his bed, which is also really hot. God. Because she had, oh my god, the best ass. Oh. She was wearing this dress that she changed out of. And her she was wearing these tight little shorts underneath. Oh my god, I just wanted to get a fucking handfuls of that cute little ass. the amount that I just wanted her to wrap her tiny legs around my head and fucking, oh god, let me fucking eat her out for fucking hours. God, I love giving head. Oh, cock pussy, I don't care what, I just love having something in my mouth. And honestly, pretty strong. I probably could have just picked her up and held her against the wall and eaten her pussy until she came. Oh, who knows? Maybe I'll get the chance. Sharing a lot of partners, I don't actually super love threesomes, which is kind of funny, but we're all pretty happy to, I mean, we really just don't care who fucks who, as long as you're safe, kind of thing, you know. So I've definitely in the past, not so much now because pandemic, but oh, fucked plenty of my partners. Oh, my current partner that I mentioned, I wasn't dating him at the time, but he was dating my girlfriend, and there was one point during his birthday we totally just snuck off to an empty bedroom and just fucked around for like, god, I would say almost 2 hours, but I was really drunk and high, so could have only been a little while, but we were having so much fun. And so that's kind of the general vibe. You want to have sex? Fucking, if both people want to do it, go ahead. Just be safe. It's kind of, be safe and keep everyone on the same page. Kind of my idea. Fuck. Oh, but this tiny, tiny girl. Oh, fuck. Can't tell if I want to just pin her down or let her boss me around. Can't tell which she'd prefer. Cause she's so back and forth. Oh, but the next day. Oh, she let me braid her hair. And then she sat in my lap. And then after I came home from a little thing, and I was just sitting outside, she came and kind of stood with me while I chatted with my partner. Oh, she stood next to where I was sitting, and I just kind of hooked my arm around her waist. And she pulled my face in and just basically pushed my face against her tits. She's casually, like, using them like a pillow, but oh, it was so hard not to just turn my face and try to mouth at him. God, I would have pulled her into my lap so she could have straddled my thighs. Oh, fucking just gone to town on her little tits. Oh, fuck, they were so cute. Oh, she was so small though, Jesus Christ. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, God, I had to turn it off so I could ease back down. I don't really know how to ease back down otherwise. Okay. Oh, God, I think I'm ready to just fuck. And pin my hands down with her knees. And let me use my hands on her ass to just pull her into my fucking mouth. Oh god, the microphone slipped. I don't know how this is gonna sound.